Most farmers are by now acquainted with the soil bank and surplus disposal aspects of the Eisenhower 9-point farm program. These proposals alone are designed to increase farm income by more than $1 billion a year after they take effect. The president's plan recommends several more points to strengthen the family farm and the farm family's income and way of life. Point 4, for example, would put a dollar limit on the amount of price support payments made to large corporate-type farms. Government loans from several hundred thousand to over $1 million have created a threat to the family farm. Point 5 would expand the rural development program and make it possible for low-income farm families to earn more and live better. Point 9 would refund a farmer $60 million a year in federal taxes on the gasoline they use in their farming operations. All 9 of these proposals can start benefiting farm families this year if Congress acts quickly. So write your congressmen and senators. Urge them to pass the Eisenhower Farm Program before spring planting time. This announcement sponsored by the Republican Congressional and Senatorial Committees. In his farm message to Congress, President Eisenhower proposed ways to reduce surpluses and widen markets. He not only considered the problems of agriculture as our basic industry, but the special problems of individual farmers. For example, point 3 of his 9-point program, the one to strengthen commodity programs, would help dairy farmers, feed grain producers, wheat farmers, and livestock men help raise 1956 market prices over the 1955 levels. Point 6 would meet the serious problem faced by farmers where drought and dust bowl conditions not only threaten incomes, but the soil itself. Point 8 would guarantee farmers that the government would always stand ready to meet their credit needs. It would assure adequate cash for emergencies, farm improvements, or other needs. The president's program certainly helps to increase the farmer's faith in the future as well as his cash income. It can start helping this year. Write your congressmen and senators. Urge them to pass the president's farm program before spring planting time. This announcement sponsored by the Republican Senatorial and Congressional Committees. When President Eisenhower proposed his new 9-point farm program, he said, "As we go forward, we must not go back to old programs that have failed. These old programs have built up a mountain of price-depressing surpluses that cost farmers $2 billion in lost income last year alone." Point 1 of the president's program will reduce the surplus and at the same time provide farmers income while they're adjusting their production to today's markets. Point 2 will help to regain lost markets by removing restrictions that limit surplus disposal, especially overseas. Point 7 will help to create new markets through greater agricultural research to find new uses for farm products. These are just 3 of the 9 ways that the Eisenhower program helps farmers get ahead. Delay in passing this program can only hold farm recovery back another year. So write your congressmen and senators. Urge them to pass the Eisenhower Farm Program before spring planting time. This announcement sponsored by the Republican Congressional and Senatorial Committees. It is generally agreed that President Eisenhower's 9-point farm program offers a workable way to reduce the surpluses, bring production into balance with markets at fair prices, and increase farmers' income and profits. But the president emphasized the fact that more than prices and income are involved. He asked for legislation that would help to protect the farmer's way of life, to strengthen his security and his faith in the future of farming. One way his program extends this concept of partnership with the farmer is the guarantee point 8 gives that the government would always stand ready to meet farmers' credit requirements. It recognizes the fact that in a constantly changing agriculture, farmers need the assurance of adequate, readily available credit. This will help younger farmers who are just getting started. It will meet farmers' emergency needs. You may never need it, but if you ever do need cash quickly, it will be good to know that government credit will always be available if the Eisenhower program is passed. This announcement sponsored by the Republican Congressional and Senatorial Committees.